Troop deaths in Afghanistan have doubled in the past 6 months. A senior U.S. lawmaker calls America's debt a national security threat. And in South Africa, the Netherlands knocks Slovakia out of the World Cup. Watching World News here on Press TV. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Well, our top story comes out of Iran, as its president has said Tehran is ready for talks with a 5+1 group of countries in the second half of August. He said mid-August as the approximate date for the negotiations.
At a press conference in Tehran, the Iranian president said the situation has changed and Iran has set some conditions for negotiations with the 5+1. He called on the group's members to clarify their position on Israel's nuclear arsenal. He further said the 5+1 members must make clear whether they abide by the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, NPT. Ahmadinejad added that the group's members must state their motivation for talks with Iran.
طرف گفتگو با ما اولا به طور شفاف نظرات خودشون رو راجع به این سوالات اعلام کنن اینا مانع از گفتگو نیست شکل گفتگو رو تنظیم خواهد کرد و در ثانی بدانند که دیگه گفتگوی پنج به علاوه که با ایران نیست عده دیگری هم در این گفتگوها شرکت
Asked about how Tehran will respond to maritime inspections of Iran's vessels, he said,
ما حق مقابله به مثل رو برای خودمون محفوظ می‌داریم. تجربه هم نشون داده که ما قادریم از حقوق خودمون دفاع کنیم. ما علاقه نداشتیم کار به اینجا برسد. اما اگر عده‌ای اصرار داشته باشن، من مطمئن هستم که از هر اقدامی به شدت پشیمان خواهند شد.
Elsewhere, Ahmadinejad dismissed the recent UN Security Council resolution against Iran. He said the sanctions have no effect and will only impact the other countries. Ahmadinejad criticized the US for the push for sanctions against Iran. He said Washington and its allies are pursuing a, quote, policy of enmity.
He was said foreign troop deaths in Afghanistan have soared to a new high since Washington led the 2001 invasion of the country, and violence across the country is still claiming Afghan civilians' lives. The CIA chief Leon Panetta has said the war will be tougher and longer than expected.
NATO says five more of its soldiers, four of them Norwegians, have been killed in Afghanistan. The deaths bring to almost 100 the number of the U.S.-led foreign forces killed in the country so far this month, making June the deadliest month since the 2001 invasion. The deaths also take to at least 318 the number of foreign fatalities in the first 6 months of 2010. The toll has doubled compared with the same period last year. The US-led foreign forces are in Afghanistan to fight the Taliban and bring security to the country. That's what Washington mentioned as its main goal for invading Afghanistan.
Thanks to our military and our allies and the brave fighters of Afghanistan, the Taliban regime is coming to an end.
But the forces are not the only fatalities. Afghan civilians are losing their lives too. On Monday, at least 16 civilians were killed in separate attacks across Afghanistan. Eight were killed inside their homes during an operation by foreign forces in southern Kandahar province. The rest died in eastern Ghazni province in a bomb attack, which police blame on the Taliban. The rising death tolls, both for Afghan civilians and foreign forces, are only parts of the challenges the U.S. is facing. Washington is struggling with the Taliban, who seem at their most deadly since the 2001 invasion, and openly gaining ground in many parts of Afghanistan. Perhaps this is why the CIA director has conceded that there are serious problems. Leon Panetta told ABC,
"The Taliban obviously is engaged in greater violence right now. They're doing more on improvised explosive devices, IEDs. They're going after our troops. There's no question about that."
He also said the Afghan war is harder and slower than anyone anticipated. But whether or not the White House officials decide to modify their Afghan policy remains a question. President Barack Obama sacked his top Afghan war commander, General Stanley McChrystal, last week for his remarks criticizing Washington's policies on Afghanistan. The remarks, which further revealed rifts among high-level U.S. officials about the seemingly never-ending Afghan war.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai has once again failed to form a cabinet. He recently submitted 7 ministerial nominees to be okayed by the Afghan parliament, but lawmakers have only approved 5 of them. Our correspondent Faiz Khorshid has the details.
President Hamid Karzai introduced these nominees to the lower house of the parliament, or Wulisi Jirga, to fill half of the vacant cabinet posts. This time again, he failed to finalize his cabinet, as lawmakers rejected 2 of his ministerial nominees and approved 5 ones. Nominees for Minister of Higher Education and Minister of Transportation and Civil Aviation failed to secure the minimum votes of 111. There are still 7 posts that need to be filled. They have been vacant for months after Parliament twice failed to ratify earlier nominees.
Because of other political reasons, because of other political effects, naturally in a democracy, many political things that are not even related to today had an effect on this vote, and that's why we received this kind of a result.
About 6 months ago, President Karzai nominated 24 ministers, but only 14 of them were approved by the parliament. In the past months, Karzai has been repeatedly rebuked for failing to fill the remaining posts in the cabinet. General Bismillah Mohammadi, formerly chief of the army staff, was approved as interior minister, replacing Mohammad Hanif Atmar, who resigned along with the country's Isipai chief Amrullah Saleh following a rocket attack on a landmark peace conference in Kabul on June 2.
The post of interior ministry is very crucial, especially here in Afghanistan, as the security situation has deteriorated in recent weeks across the country, with civilians bearing the brunt of the recent upsurge in violence.
On Monday alone, 16 civilians, including women and children, lost their lives in 2 separate incidents. 8 of them were killed in a roadside bombing in central Ghazni province. The bomb was planted by the Taliban to hit a U.S. military convoy, but it missed the target and struck a civilian car. People here are not only threatened by the militants, but also by the NATO-led forces. On the very same day, 8 civilians were killed by the U.S. forces. The American soldiers raided their houses in the southern city of Kandahar after they received an intelligence tip that militants were hiding in the area. But Afghan officials said there were no militants.
The change in the command of the foreign troops and the dismissal of the interior minister have led to the recent upsurge in violence.
With the rising death toll of both civilians and U.S.-led forces and a change in the command of the foreign troops stationed in the country, there is not much hope that a new person at the helm of the defense ministry could turn around the situation. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.
A top U.S. lawmaker says the country's debt is a threat to national security. House Democratic Majority Leader Steny Hoyer has warned that unsustainable debt has a long history of toppling world powers. He has reiterated that China, as a major holder of U.S. debt, could challenge Washington's leadership. Hoyer has also called for military spending cuts and a possible tax increase. Top House Democrats have signaled in recent weeks that they might not favor renewing tax cuts for upper-income Americans. Total national debt for the number one economy in the world has exceeded $13 trillion in 2010. You're watching World News here on Press TV. It's time for a quick check of the headlines this hour. Iran vows a tough response to any possible inspections of its vessels.
We have the right to retaliate. We are able to defend our own rights.
U.S. said troop deaths in Afghanistan have doubled in the past 6 months. A senior U.S. lawmaker calls America's debt a national security threat. And in South Africa, the Netherlands knocked Slovakia out of the World Cup. Still ahead here on Press TV, plans to recall 77,000 Volvo trucks in North America. We'll bring you the details right after a short break. Stay tuned.